takes you in His arms.
当我们把自己放在神的手上的时候，神就把我们抱起来放在他的膀臂下。
That's such a beautiful picture.
那是一个多么美的图像。
I have a dear friend who had a little girl.
我有一个好朋友，他有一个小女儿。
And he would ride her on his back.
这个爸爸呢，就常常背着这个女儿。
And she would say, "Daddy, go over there. I want to get this."
然后他就说，爸爸去那边，我想去拿那个。
And so they'd go over there, and she'd pick that up.
然后呢，他爸爸背着他这个女孩就去拿住那个东西。
And then she'd say, "I want to go over here."
然后他又说，爸，我想去那边。
I want to go over there.
我想再去那儿。
And pretty soon, her little hands were just filled with things.
然后很快呢，他的手里就抓了各种东西。
He told me that one day she looked around all of her things and she said, "Daddy, you're really going to have to carry me now."
他就有一天那个女儿看着所有东西说，爸爸，你现在可得真的好好的背着我。
That's something of what God wants to have with us.
这就是神要给我们有的。
Underneath are the everlasting arms of God.
在我们的下边是神永远的膀臂。
If we didn't, he didn't keep us, we wouldn't survive.
如果神不是神这个扶持我们，我们根本就存活不下去。
And our lives are filled with so many things.
我们的生活中充满了各种各样的东西。
Some are happy things, and some are sad things.
有些是那个开心幸福的事情，有些是令人难过的事情。
And in our sad times, we say, "Lord, you're going to have to hold me."
然后在我们很难过的时候，我们说，神啊，你要扶着我，你要扶持我。
And he says, "I've been holding you all the time."
然后神说
"Everlasting arms of God."
我在一直在以我永远的膀臂在扶着你，在抱着你。
I'm happy to be able to tell you today on this 43rd anniversary Sunday.
在今天这个四十三堂庆的这个主日，我很高兴要告诉大家。
God wants to do a new thing.
神想要为这个教会做一件新事。
God wants to do a new thing for your young pastor.
神想要为你们这个年轻的牧师做一件新事。
God wants to do a new thing for every one of you individually.
神想要对我们每个个人做一件新事。
The God who found you and brought you.
神这位找到你的，来把你带来的神。
The God who intersected with your life.
神真的是进入到你的生活，跟你的生活有交叉的神。
That God invites you into the everlasting arm.
神在邀请你进入他永远的膀臂里。
And He says, "I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you."
神说，我永远不会离弃你，永远不会离开你。
If you give yourself to me, I'll give myself to you.
如果你把你自己交给我，我也会把我交给你，给你。
The past is wonderful.
这个过往的历史是很好的，很棒的。
But we can't live in the past.
但是我们不能住在那个过去历史当中。
The future lies before us, and we can't avoid it.
那个未来的生活，我们也不能避免。
In this verse, verse 19, he says, "I'm going to make a way in the wilderness."
在十九节，他说到，我必在旷野开道路。
There will be times in your life when you can't figure out what in the world you're supposed to be doing.
在你的生命中，你会有那样的时刻，就说。我到底该怎么做呢？怎么会这样呢？
You don't know where to go or who to turn to.
你不知道要去哪里或者转向谁。
But the Lord says, "I'm going to do a new thing."
但是我们的主说，我要做一件新事。
I'll make a way for you in the wilderness.
我会为你在旷野开道路。
We have so many needs.
我们有如此多的需要。
And the Lord uses the picture here of our need of water.
神用这样我们对那个水的渴求来做一个表述，做一个图像。
There's so many needs that we often don't have met.
有很多的需要我们没法满足。
But God says, "I'm going to supply your needs."
但是神说我会供应你的需要。
In fact, in this verse, He says, "I'll make rivers in the desert."
在这一节，神说我要在沙漠开江河。
The whole idea of a river in the desert is really a strange idea.
你想想，在沙漠里有江河，这其实是一个很难想象的一个想法，一个观念。
But I will promise you that God will be the person who can make provision in your life.
但是我向你确定，神可以是在你的生命中，他供应你的一切。
I didn't become president of Hope Sound Bible College to be rich.
我成为这个 Hope Sound 这个圣经学院的这个校长，并不是要有钱，要变得富有。
If that had been my goal, I would have been sadly disappointed.
如果那个是我的目标的话，我现在肯定很失望。
I felt that God wanted me to take that job.
我知道，我觉得是神让我去那里工作，坐那个位置的。
And it's a wonderful thing to get to the end of a 26-year investment of your life and look back and say, this is what God wanted me to do.
那你在人生的26年，你在里边把你的这个生命献进去，然后最后你回过头看说，哎呀，这是神让我做的，那个感觉太棒了。
That's so much better than regrets and disappointments and wishing I'd done differently.
然后那当然是比说，我觉得哎呀，很后悔，很失望，说我希望我是做的是不同。
My wife and I knew our financial situation would change when we retired.
我太太知道，当我们退休以后，我们的经济状况会改变。
You know what I mean by Uncle Sam?
我知道那个山姆大叔吗？山姆大叔做什么
？The U.S. government has a Social Security program.
这个美国政府是有这个社会安全这个金。
But that Social Security program is not designed to make you a king.
但是他 给你发的这个退休以后这个社会基金呢并不是让你成为一个富人
It may make you a pauper
可能让你成为一个穷光蛋
So we tried to do everything we could to prepare
所以我们就开始预备就是这个退休以后的这个状态经济状态
We accomplished several things that we planned
然后我们成就了很多我们计划的
And one thing I knew I needed to do was get another vehicle
然后我知道，在我退休之前，我知道我需要做的就是要有再就是有一辆不同的车，有一辆新车。
We owned a Honda van 2010.
我们那时候有一个那个 Honda 的，就是本田的这个小型越野车，七人座的，在2010年。
We had taken good care of it.
然后我们就很好的照料那部车。
But it had 170,000 miles on.
但是已经开了170,000 miles 了。
I knew I needed another vehicle.
我知道我还需要一辆车。
But by the time I got done doing other things, the price of vehicles here was going out the roof.
然后等我把这个别的都计划好了之后，大家都知道这个车涨价涨得不得了。
Even used cars were extremely high priced.
即使是旧车也贵得不得了。
And I said to my wife, I waited too long.
我就跟我太太说，哎呀，我等太久再去决定要买新车了。
I don't know what we're going to do.
我不知道我们该怎么办。
We're going to have to ask God to heal our old car.
我们得就是求神把我们的那个旧车给弄好修好。
So I went to my last graduation exercise.
所以呢，到最后那个毕业典礼的时候，就是我要主持。
And the chairman of our college board came to that graduation.
然后我们那个董事会的这个主席的就到了这个参加这个毕业典礼。
He had never come to a graduation before.
他从以前他从来不参加这个毕业典礼。
And he sat right up on the front.
他就坐在最前排。
And he said, "I'd like to say a few words."
他说完了之后他就说我想要讲几句话。
And I thought he was going to be kind and sweet to me.
然后我就想说，哎呦，这要我也要退休了嘛，他可能会很好讲几句好听的，讲几句好话。
And send us away with thank yous.
然后就对我们说再见了，然后因为我们要走了。
But he rose and said, "It has come to our attention."
他就站起来就说，我们有注意到
that President Stettler's car vehicle has way too many miles on.
他的校长的车呀，这个里程数太高了。
We're going to give President Stettler a brand new Honda van.
我们要给校长一辆新的这个本田的这个七人座的车，跟他原来。
And they put a picture up on the screen.
然后他那时候就在那个屏幕上就显示了给我们辆车的照片。
I nearly had to push my bottom jaw back up.
我那会儿嘴都张开合不拢了。
I stood there with tears running down my face.
然后就站在那里，满脸流泪。
Because it was as though God was saying to me, "I knew your need, and I'm supplying that need."
就好像神对我说，我知道你的需要，我供应你的需要。
That was 2022.
那个是2022年发生的事情。
One day, the board chairman called me and he said, "You're not going to get a 2022 Honda."
然后呢，有一天呢，这个董事会有一成员就给我打电话说，你拿不到2022年的这个本田这个 van 了。
And I thought, well, whatever.
然后我就说没关系，怎么样都行。
He said, "You're going to get a 2023 Honda."
你要得到一个2023年的这个本田的这个 van。
He said they've changed the model year.
他们去年就换了一个新的那个每五年换一个 model， 换一个型号。
And your Honda van is going to be one of the first ones made for 2023.
你的这个是这个新型号的，是2023年新型号的第一批。
My wife said to me，
我太太就在那儿对我说。
We're not putting a lot of miles on that van.
现在我们这辆车不能开太多的里程数了。
I said, okay, you can drive it.
然后我说好吧，以后你开。
I have another car with over 100,000 miles on it.
我还有一辆旧车已经超过十万迈，我可以开那辆。
I drove it this morning.
我今天早上开的那辆车。
We've had that car for over a year.
那辆车我们开了一年。
It was a year last June.
这是去年六月份我们得到那个 Honda 的。
It just turned over 3,000 miles.
去年的那个本田车现在已经开了三万迈了。
My wife drives it to the cafeteria.
我太太去那个咖啡馆也要开。
She drives it to Publix.
她就要去那个 Publix 那个超市也要开。
And she drives it to the dollar store.
然后她去那个一元店也要开。
And almost nowhere else.
然后就这些地方，她开了三万迈。
I tease her.
三千迈。
I tease her and ask her how many miles she's put on it.
然后我就是三千迈，我然后呢我就有时候开玩笑说他开了多少迈。
And she says, I told you it's going to last forever.
然后他说我要这么开是因为这辆车要一直开到就是要永远的开。
We laughed this morning, but I have a deep sense of appreciation in my heart for a God who cares about my needs.
但是我今天想到说这样。在意我所有需要的神，我心里真的有深深的感谢，深深的感激。
They bought the fancy model.
他们买到的是一个比较现代的最新的这个型号。
That fancy model cost about $60,000.
Really? 他说那个他们给我买的那辆车呢，就是因为它有很多那个一些新的配置，所以那个车是$60,000吗
？I could not believe it.
我捡六万。
But my God said.
我不敢相信，但是我的神说。
My God said, "I'll make rivers in the desert."
但是我的神说，我要在沙漠开江河。
I chose you.
我选召了你。
I promised you.
我应许你。
I care for you.
我会照顾你。
Now look away from the past. I want to do a new thing.
你不要再纪念过去的事情，我要做一件新事。
And so my wife's hair was one time black, as black as many of yours.
我太太以前头发是黑的，就像我们大家很多人一样。
My hair hasn't always been white.
我的头发也不总是白的。
The job gave me the white hair.
是我的工作让我有这么多白头发。
But now we stand two retired people.
现在我们作为两位退休的人，老人。
Facing the future.
然后我们面向未来。
And God says, look back there long enough to remember what I've done.
神说，你回顾过去那么久的历史，看看我所做的。
And then look to the future because I want to do a new thing.
你现在看着未来，因为我要做一件新事。
With this church, I would say to you this morning.
对于我们教会，我今天早晨想说。
God's done wonderful things for the Chinese church.
神为华人教会过去行了真的奇事，行了大事。
God's scattered the influence of these wonderful people who had the vision around the world.
神真的是借着我们教会，借着这个意象，真的是。触及了很多的在不管是在各地的人
Miss She and Miss Swartz have been able to travel and go to English camps and preach to groups of young people in China
然后呢妈咪跟师母他们可以去到不同的地方在那里有英文福音营对年轻人来讲道
And we will never know all of the range of influenceUntil we're in eternity.
只有我们到了永恒里，到了天堂，我们才知道这些所带来的影响，才能看到这个最后的果子。
But that was then.
那是过去。
God says, "Look to the future."
神说，你看未来，我要做一件新事。
I want to help a new pastor.
我想要帮助这位新的牧师，帮助新的牧师。
I want to change some new lives.
我想要改变。
I want to lead people into a new relationship.
我想要。带领人进入新的关系里边。
I want to be your God in the most intimate of ways.
我想成为你最亲密的、最亲近的神。
Look to the future and let God do a new thing.
你看，展望未来，让神在你的生命中做新事。
I want to pray for you, but maybe this is not the right time. Is there something you want to do first?
我想要做祷告，但是我
You want to sing first? Okay. I want to have prayer with you before I go because I'm thrilled and honored to be here today.
我想在我离开之前为大家祷告，因为我真的是很激动，也非常觉得这是一个荣幸，能够跟你们在一起。
I'm so very thankful for what God has done.
我真的是为神所做的，心里真是感激不尽。
And I believe God wants to continue to work. I'm glad to have a little part in that.
我相信神还会继续的工作，我很高兴，我还能够成为其中的一部分。
Thank you for being a good interpreter.
Thank you.
Dr. Stella, you will stay. You will stay there, please. Yeah. Okay. 啊，啊，我们的歌词哈，我你是我们的天父，容许我在有一点有分于这个教会的历史的当中，我也